Good evening, everyone. I declare this ordinary council meeting of the 13th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on our agenda. Welcome to councillors and officers and members of the media and public present. I will mention that Ms. Fernane from the Alice Springs News is joining us through Zoom this evening. Acknowledge the Central Arrernte people who are the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs. A quick reminder to elected members that the meeting is being recorded and will be placed on council's website. And so, to stop any confusion, what time is this evening's meeting going to, Mr. CEO?
We've got it down till 9 p.m.
Till 9 p.m. Thank you. Well, I'll ask everybody to stand and invite Captain Dean from the Salvation Army to say the prayer to precede our meeting this evening. Thank you, Captain.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have together today to discuss the matters of our town, this beautiful town of Alice Springs. As we meet, as we talk, and as we discuss and ponder over the things that need to be considered, I ask that your Holy Spirit rest on each of the councillors, each of the people that make decisions, and that through that, the decisions that are made are well considered, and they are true and they are right. So, Lord, we ask that you bless each and every person that is in this room and each decision that is made tonight. Amen.
Thank you very much, Captain. Please be seated, everybody. I see there's no apologies, Mr. CEO.
That's correct, Jim.
Do you have any questions from members of the public, Mr. CEO, that may have been conveyed to you?
Not at this time, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on our agenda pursuant to Section 7374 of the Local Government Act 2015? Now, I'm going to, in accordance with Section 67(3) of the Local Government Act 2015, I present the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held here Wednesday the 28th of April 2021 for confirmation. So may I have a councillor who was present move that those be accepted? Councillor Mielke, thank you. Seconded Councillor Ulrich. All those in favour, please, show of hands. Any against? No. Any business arising from that set of minutes, please? Councillor Banks.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. I've got two questions. Page 6, around 7.2.1, around the Alice Hub Consortium. Mr. CEO, just regarding the assessment, we were given 3 weeks. What's the update on the turnaround for that, please?
Thank you. A first draft was produced to me yesterday, or in fact this morning. I also had a meeting with the consortium's representative, John Hugan, as well, to seek some additional information on key parts that were in the report. So we would rely on the consortium's response time to provide that additional information, then we can get back to council.
Okay, thank you. And the other question, Mr. CEO, relates to page 9, 7.2.2, the traditional owner safety patrol. Just a question around, we've been told we're waiting on a report till June. Is there any way that we can, in fact, move that forward? And the reason I ask is just...
Could I just hold just for a moment and offer the Deputy Mayor, if you would like, you have a conflict with this one, would you like to leave for a moment? And if you could just direct the questions through me. Thanks, Councillor Banks.
Sure. Okay, I'll wait 1 second, Mayor Ryan.
Thank you. Are you happy?
Just wait till...
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
Thank you. Yes, thanks, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Chair. I'll pass that on to the Director. Thank you.
Director?
Through the Chair, I can provide a high-level update tonight. The June meeting is, we will have more data, as that will be the halfway mark for the project. But happy to share some high-level data if that would.
Thank you. I'll bring that up in general business then, please. Director?
I'll carry that to then. Thank
well,
you.
Well, Director will deliver, yep.
Yep, that's all.
That's all for you. Thank you. You could, we'll finish that for the moment. Thank you. Okay. Will you just tell her that it's okay? You want to wait? I'm now going to move to the other set of minutes here on my sheet. This is the minutes of open resolution from the confidential ordinary meeting on the 27th of April. May I have somebody who was present at that move those minutes? True record, Councillor De Brenny. I have a seconder, please. Councillor Banks. All those in favour, please. Councillor Patterson, are you in or out? Thank you. Need to see the hands voted. Any against? No. Thank you. Any questions from that particular set of minutes or item brought out in the open? No. Thank you. Now I'd ask members, elected members and officers to provide notification of matters to be raised in general business. And I will go back to it when Director returns because he has something as well. Councillor Cocking.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got three items. One in regards to the skate park and the painting element. There was an email.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Sorry, the skate park.
Skate park.
Diversionary programs.
Diversionary.
And CBD revitalisation update.
CBD revitalisation. Okay, thank you. Councillor Milkey.
Thank you. I'd like to have two items, please. One is in relation to the GAN, and the other one is in relation to a previous motion passed in Chamber in relation to seeking legal advice in regards to council and government's accountability for community safety.
Thank you. Director, you've got... Councillor Banks.
Thank you. I just want to just raise around electronic signage.
Sorry, I missed that.
Electronic signage, please.
Electronic signage,
thank
yep.
You.
Certainly. And Director, do you have items for matters to be raised in general business?
No.
What about your other? Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you. Right. My records say no deputation, no petitions, that's over the page, notice of motion. No petitions, no memorials. I move on to item 12. Okay. His light was on. I switched it off. Sorry. There is a notice of motion moved by Councillor Satour. Seconder, please notify. Councillor Satour.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, elected members, and to the staff.
Can I help? Could I ask you just so they've got it out later for the tape?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the Chair, just thank you, Mr. CEO. Thank you to the Executive and to elected members. You know, putting community at the forefront and centre and always encouraging community-led participation and creating opportunities for community participation, you know, is a part of our role as elected members. And continuing on from presentations made to the Alice Springs Town Council in November 2017 and January 2018. Continuing on from those presentations, it would be a shame to lose momentum of what has taken about 3.5 years to get to this point. And it would be a shame to not adequately support and resource community projects. So at this time, these projects are developing, and they're in a lot of discussion of how to have structure and how to move forward. So having said that, I think it's reasonable to defer this motion and not ask for a seconder until conversations are had, so we as an elected member group can fully understand the requirements of what support can be provided. We can fully understand budget provisions, and we can actually review the report, which is due soon. And or if we're not proceeding, then really what is the plan moving forward as an Alice Springs Town Council of how to address, you know, community safety and antisocial behaviour issues in our town. So thank you, elected members. I wish to defer this motion.
Thanks very much, Councillor Satour. And yes, it'd be good to look at after we've got results from the first round. That's great, and look forward to you bringing it back. Thank you. Welcome to the gallery, a former elected member of our council. Welcome, Jade. Right. So tonight, technical services, we're moving to agenda item 13.1. These to be received and noted, these reports. I'll take them as read and ask for any questions of the director, if I may. Councillor Ulrich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On page 71 of Diligent, there's a report by the environmental officer that we won't be meeting our targets for this financial year in the way of carbon reduction. But then also in their report, I note that we've had a good percentage reduction in water. We've had, I believe, the installation of the solar unit at the aquatic centre. So I thought the council had made some really good inroads into this, and yet this report is saying that we're not meeting our targets. So I'm just wondering whether that's because is there another bigger item of draw, electricity or vehicle plant or something that's giving us a negative result, when I believe the council and the other areas of council are doing really well. So just a question, thank you.
Yeah, through the chair, electricity is always one of the biggest consumers that council experiences, and we're always trying to find ways to reduce that, whether that's through LED lighting and all those sorts of initiatives that we can use moving forward. A little bit difficult at the moment, the environment officer's position is vacant, so we're just sort of holding fire until we can fill that position, and that'll be one of the first key targets that they will be targeted with, to try and identify where we can make greater steps in regards to reduction. Water reduction is increased this year due to the fact that we've had more rain, so that's good. But we want to be able to not rely on the weather to be able to reduce that as well. So we need to find some better initiatives.
Thank you, Director.
Thanks, Councillor. CEO, you got a comment?
Thank you, Chair. If I could add to the Director's comments. Out of the 14 sort of areas we've identified, we've achieved 11 of them, so I do think we've had some success. But with any sort of process, it's about seeing where we didn't hit the target and seeing how we can do better. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cocking.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to follow on from Councillor Orrick's comments around the Climate Action Plan, just a question just in regards to the sustainability policy and the sustainability KPIs, because ultimately, you know, one person, one department, you know, a challenge to be able to deal with the climate crisis through one person in one department. How's the policy development going at the moment as far as both the procurement and the sustainability policy?
Through the chair, I'll take that on notice.
Thank you. All the way back. A question to you, Mr. Director, in relation to, here we go. I'm looking for the verges. Where was that? Have we signed a new MOU with corrections to complete this work? It says that we need review of the maintenance. Is that the one? No. In relation to the work done by Corrections, have we got a contract with them at the moment?
I can take that one, Chair. So we are in the last elements of securing that. So there's the final discussions are being had right now. With I hope to get everything done by the end of this week.
Okay. Thank you. With no other questions in relation to that report by Director of Technical Services, I have somebody move 13.1, please. Councillor Milkey seconded. Deputy Mayor, all those in favour? Can I ask again a show of hands, all those in favour? Thank you. I move on to 13.2. This is minutes, draft minutes from our Development Committee meeting on the 6th of April. Can I have somebody who attended that meeting to move their correct record? Councillor De Brenny, seconded. Councillor Ulrich, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now we move to the Parks Advisory Committee unconfirmed minutes from the 20th of April. Could I ask the Chair to move those? Thanks, Mr. Chair. Councillor Patterson. I have a seconder, please. Somebody at the meeting, Councillor Melky. All those in favour? Are you in favour, Councillor Banks?
Sorry.
Thank you.
You're moving the business. I just had a question.
All right. Oh, I won't vote on it yet. Yes, Councillor Melky, I do apologise.
No, it's fine. Thank you. Forgive me, I'm not part of this committee, but in there it reads in relation to rocks, and I'll just find it for you, sorry. So, thank you. So, at page 88, actually, sorry, Councillor Collins.
Thank you.
88, 6.1, the action, the first action talks about the Director of Technical Services to approach ARPA with a query on the installation of rocks and the planting of trees on the Stuart on the Sturt Park Reserve. I'm just wondering, rocks. What sort of rocks?
Big ones.
I think in place of bollards.
Ones, yeah.
The question was try
and make it more aesthetically pleasing than just have.
I wasn't sure if we were small rocks, which can be.
No.
The big. If I can pick them up.
Yeah. So that one fixed for you, Councillor Melky?
Very much so. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just, I suppose, just a different layout to the last time I had the meeting here in terms of we've got a resolution here that I'm assuming has been approved now, those minutes, just in regards to...
I haven't taken the vote on it because I had a question from Councillor Melky. I've had them moved and seconded. I haven't voted on them yet. So just query?
Yeah, just in regards to the develop half of Madigan Park, which just in regards to Council's policy towards affordable housing. So I wasn't aware that we had one. Do we have one, or are we working towards one?
Through the Chair, that was discussed that we will develop one in regards to that.
Thank you, Mr. Director. As that now I go to Councillor Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the Chair, and the discussion around the committee at the time was also in line with our cargo platform that we touched on affordable housing. So that's was something that the Parks Committee were very open with.
Thank you. Councillor Melky? No? Okay. Can I have a show of hands in accepting those minutes, please? All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now I have unconfirmed minutes from the Sports Facility Advisory Committee, 22nd of April. Could I have somebody or the Chair please move those? Councillor De Brenny, have a seconder, please. Councillor Melky, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I just have a quick query.
Yes, think, Deputy Mayor?
Thank you. Just having attended the football on the weekend at Albrecht Oval, I recognise that the electronic scoreboard wasn't working. Is there an update as to when that might be happening? Thank you.
Through the Chair, that says operational as of today, so that'll be used on the weekend. Still got to do one thing, which is to do a training session with AFL on how to use it.
Thank you. Reports from other directorates. I've got the minutes here from the Risk Management Audit Committee on the 16th of April. Could I have somebody who was in attendance move those minutes? Thanks, Councillor Ulrich. Somebody intends to second them? Councillor Melky, thank you. Those in favour? Any against? Sorry, Councillor Banks. Thank you. I got picked up on it before, so I have to ask you. Thank you. Now, move on to 14.2. This is an application for a new liquor licence. I take it as read. There are two recommendations there. Not object to the liquor licence application or object to the liquor licence application. Anybody want to speak on this? I think we spoke about this at the last meeting. Yes, Councillor Melky?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. We did speak about this and we talked about having a policy or consider a policy. I think the director took that on notice to come back to us with a policy that could help the elected members decide in these situations. However, I just want to talk about this now, and what my concern is in the social impacts. There is considerable information that seems to reflect concerns of council, although and albeit not along any policy because it's absent. It concerns me because it's possible that we are talking in the open and it names an individual and we are suggesting in social impacts what we do suggest, and it's there for people to read. And in the area of prejudice, I think we're running my opinion is that we're running a risk of prejudicing a member of our community named in these documents, because we're suggesting that their business, I take the social impacts as information that encourages elected members, or certainly me, not to support this application. We don't talk about the social impacts where we talk about the economic benefits, the jobs, the fact that it's a legal business, and the fact that it's up to the authority, the relevant authority being the Liquor Licensing Commission, to manage this establishment and this license. And so I'm concerned that by making such a statement in social impacts, we've inadvertently prejudiced the applicant, and I think that's a concern. And we also give it some good coverage under the discussion point two, where we do highlight, and they are very real concerns, and I share those concerns in relation to what alcohol does and to the community. But I think in this context, we're talking about a legitimate operator who, if you follow the Act, the reasons for objecting are clear and they're present for all to read. So I think at this stage, something like this has to be a note of caution, and I'm very uncomfortable to have this in the open papers, in fact, at all. My decision to support this application is not for any other reason other than the fact that it hasn't been proven to me that this person is not in line with or in terms of what the Act says we should object. I haven't got any evidence that this person is in fact not fit and a proper person, and it goes on from there. So the amenity of the neighbourhood of the licensed premises is potentially clear, but we don't have any objections part of this report from neighbourhood. We don't have anyone that's written to the council suggesting that we shouldn't, because they're concerned as neighbours. And in terms of health and education, again, we haven't really received any supporting documentation as the way that they intend to operate their business. So it does concern me, Mr. Mayor, that we've got this information, and in my opinion, it is not in line with any policy, because we haven't got one at this point in time. So it's critical that we do develop a policy, and I think it's critical that we, next time, I would caution, I would counsel caution as to how we present our social impacts.
Thank you, Councillor Melky. To move this forward, I'll ask, is there a mover and a seconder for A? Do you want to answer that? Sorry, Councillor Director.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't sure what the question was, but...
Yeah, thank you, through the Chair. Officers have tried to present a balanced, fair and balanced report. The attachment A that is on this document is a public document. So there is no information in this report that is not publicly available. Council has been requested by the Director of Liquor Licensing to provide a response. Under discussion, the third paragraph, we do say that all concerns must be weighed against the potential benefits of encouraging business and enterprise in Alice Springs. We feel it important that the social impacts that are highlighted using a risk-based approach are quite significant and do need to be drawn to everyone's attention. And we also state under public relations that public opinion will often be divided in these circumstances. So officers do believe that the report is balanced and does reflect information that's publicly available.
Thank you, Director. I'll ask again. Councillor Melky, you have a reply to that?
If you don't mind, yes, please.
All right.
So, thank you, Director. I appreciate that. The use of the term balanced. If this report is intended for elected members, I being one, I can assure you as a feedback, I don't think this is a balanced report. I think it is... In the future, I personally think we need to...
So direct that to me and not the director, if you could, and it'll
Mr.
go
Mayor,
in the notes.
Mr. Mayor, that's my view, and okay. As an elected member, I don't feel that I've been presented with a balanced report.
Thank you very much. I'll go back to... Sorry, Councillor De Brenny.
I'm inclining to lean towards the same as Councillor Melky with this. The other thing with this, we could actually go as the other side, the importance of social need in this town with the younger generation for social aspects, for a place and the venue of safety and control that they can meet. We have such a big problem in this town that youth have got nowhere to go and have a drink and meet, and stuff like this is an opportunity that was around before. I agree with what is in there. Yes, there is impacts, but there's two sides of the story. We can put the social impact in regards to alcohol, but it is a controlled environment and it is the social need in Alice Springs with youth at the moment, with younger adults, because they just can't meet each other. Social media, there's no face-to-face contact in a safe environment. So that's, I can see where you come from, Councillor Melky, I do, but there needs to be both objectives as well in there.
Thanks, Councillor De Brenny. I'll go, Councillor Melky, did you have a reply to that one?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, that line.
Okay, thank you. Are you happy to move this, Councillor Patterson? Yes, thank you. Could I have a seconder for A, Councillor De Brenny? Could I have a show of hands of those in favour of A? None against? Thank you. A is carried. Wish them the best of luck with their new venture. Yeah. Okay, so in questions without notice, I've got some general business, but questions without notice.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. If I could direct to you a question, and I thank Councillor Patterson for touching on cargo through the affordable housing. I don't feel I have a good grounding of cargo at all. So my question is, I've only, because there was a forum that I wasn't able to make, and then there was a motion put to council, and then I had a 5-minute discussion with the CEO. That's all that I've had on cargo. So my question, Mayor Ryan, is around the cargo platform and also master planning. Where can I find its current state and format that I can actually understand the program, because we refer to it a lot, but I'm just elected members, I'm saying I don't have a good understanding of it. So
certainly.
I'd like to know where we can find that, Mayor.
Certainly. I'll go to the director. So I go to the CEO, who's the instigator of cargo. Understanding it's not a council program, it's a cross community.
Thank you. So I'm happy to give you a personalised briefing as well, based on the material sent to others. I do note in my other reports and other reports in council and not in council that a focus has been placed on other priority issues at this stage. But I'm happy to talk you through all of that too.
Thank you. My preference would be to be able to get something in hard form or something, because as you know, I haven't taken up those one-on-ones. I'd prefer meetings about the face-to-face. I would prefer for business to be done through the chamber, and so I thank you for that opportunity, but I would really like Mayor Ryan to be able to have that available, that I'm able to familiarise myself with that so that I know where we're up to and be able to form business moving forward.
Certainly. So you'd like to see another forum on cargo?
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is that I take the point from, well, this is a new point that I'm making, is that I acknowledge what the CEO said around it being a multi-agency and participated platform that isn't taking priority at the minute. However, I note that we often refer to cargo, and you know, to be quite honest, I'd really have to stop and think about what the acronym stands for. So what I'm saying is I want to know if we're supporting something, that I don't have a grounds in this at all, other than a previous conversation, because I didn't make a forum. So if we're going to put heavy emphasis and refer to it often, I'd like to see that Mayor Ryan, we adopt it into council process to A, make it available to elected members, but also to put it on the public record so that we can move forward and construct business around something if we're giving it that much continual emphasis.
Certainly. I'm just trying to work out how it is that we present that to you. I'll go to the CEO.
I'm happy to send all the previous correspondence that puts together quite a good picture on that matter to Councillor Banks and to all elected members again, if that's required.
Thank you. Councillor Banks.
Thank you. And the other half was just to understand master planning. It's also referred. Is there a current working living document or through you, Mr.
There was a
Mayor
presentation
Ryan?
Around our asset management plan, which is the first start of that process. And in our budget discussions, we've explained how those works have been moving forward. So we have a lot of other things to get to before just master planning. And I'll go to the CEO. What's your plans for after the asset management and so forth?
Okay. I'm happy to send that documentation to Councillor Banks.
That PowerPoint would be hard to understand without an explanation.
Yes, but in lieu of not wanting to meet, so I'm happy to send it that way.
Sure.
And my point, if I could just clarify, it's not about not wanting to meet, it's just not wanting to do the one-on-one format of meetings. I would prefer us to have discussions as all of council, and therefore I ask the questions on public record or on record, whether it's in open or confidential, because I believe in the process of all of council moving forward. Mayor Ryan, I just wanted to
make
that.
I think there's an offer of catch up because we've done it, and I think that was more the offer was catch up for that area that you weren't able to make. But sure, I mean, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. Just to clarify, I mean, there's some members in the room that have got a very detailed, well, in my opinion, it seems that a very strong grounding in how they feel it's moving forward. I'm flagging to elected members. I'm not one of those elected members. I don't feel like I've got a grasp on the direction. It's not about not participating in meetings or not being able to make forums. I look forward to the information being provided so that I can I'm able to refer to that and ensure that any business I form is on point to the resolved business of council. Thank you, Mayor Ryan.
Thank you, Councillor Banks. I think you've got that.
Yes.
Where you go with that. Thank you. All right. Move on to where I'm at. General business. So I go to Councillor Cocking for your skate park discussion.
Mr Mayor, sorry.
I didn't see your light. I apologise. Thank you, Councillor Melky.
No, thank you. I've just got two quick questions to the CEO, which I'm sure he'll. I'm fine with him taking on notice. Just an update on the media...
Just direct him to me, and then that's how we'll do it. Reading the book. Thank you.
So the questions I have are in relation to previous requests of media policy review, question one. Question two is council meeting structure review now due. So those are the two questions that I'm happy for him to take on notice.
Thank you. Mr. CEO?
Look, I will take them on notice. I could provide an update, but I think it's best to take them on notice. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. Back to Councillor Cocking, the skate park.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think let's through the chair to Director Allen, just in regards to an email that we were both emailed yesterday just from a Rainier Clander around the skate park safety, and just wanted to just get an update on that.
Through the chair, the update is we've received that email and we're investigating his claims.
Could I ask why it wasn't circulated to all members?
I think the person, Rainer Clander, who sent it, has spoken to me previously about the skate park, and he's spoken to Scott. I think I actually introduced some of that crew early on a few years ago to Scott, or Director Allen, in regards to the skate park upgrades that were proposed a couple of years ago. So that's
could you please circulate to all elected members? Send it around.
They told me about the slipperiness. They are concerned about the new paint.
Yeah, I understand, but it's just it's fairer if it goes to all members. They read it. That's great. Thank you.
Sorry to clarify, Mr. Mayor, but if I get an email like that, is that something that I should just send to all of us, or send to the CEO?
If it's of such a concern, I think it's a good idea to include the CEO in at least.
Right. Thank you.
Move on to your diversion programs.
Just a I suppose it's a question and a conversation, just given the increased emphasis on diversionary programs, and also just a question where the council has in the past looked at diversion as a means to participate in the justice system, but also provide an opportunity for mostly young people who have fallen foul of the justice system, or at least fallen into it in some way or other, to look at other ways rather than being incarcerated as a means forward. So, you know, given we do have the general public, a significant amount of funds spent on litter collection and cleaning up the town, whether there are opportunities for graffiti removal or litter as something that we could consider in moving forward as being part of that solution.
Thank you. I'll go to Director Allen.
Through the chair, I can remember on two occasions where it was part of the sentencing that they had to do community service. One was a kid under 15 and another one that was older, and they went to the depot and did a certain amount of hours in community service. So yes, we have been part of it. They're the only two that I can remember from a tech services point of view.
Thank you. Councillor Cocking.
Thank you. Is it something that we would like to consider as a council, that we would look at opportunities and options for us to be able to engage in a diversionary program for Alice Springs and Central Australian Youth?
I think it's a very good idea, and it's lucky we're in budgets, because it's going to inquire as to how we pay for the people who are managing that program within our budgets. But Mr. CEO?
Director first.
Through the chair, we do actually get asked when we give statements in regards to what's happened, whether we want them to participate, or would the court consider it, and we always say yes. So it's in the sphere that they could come and do community service with council.
Mr. CEO?
Thank you, Chair. It is something that our youth team is targeted to look at as well once they're fully employed.
The youth team is targeted against diversion programs.
Yeah, so the youth officers can look at diversion opportunities throughout the organisation, and they have to speak to the rest of the organisation as well.
Thank you. Councillor Cocking, CBD refresh. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you.
Can I just say thank you, because I've brought this up before in regards to us doing a diversion program, and I've talked to the CEO about this. It should be part of the system that is in there, consequences of actions for youth through that, and you know, it's another program. And Mr. CEO, and thank you for bringing it here, I think we have the infrastructure to do it and we have the capacity to do it as well, and the work ethic can be done out of this program. So yeah, thank you for bringing it in.
I can just quickly say we started and we had a false start on one of them, but we hope to give it to the youth team to be able to manage from here. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Councillor Cogging, for bringing that up. I've got an idea that I'm happy to discuss offline with you with regard to that very matter. Thank you.
Thanks, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Cogging, CBD.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I suppose it could have been a question on notice, but just whether we've got an update in terms of the CBD revitalisation, given the budget that got passed down, I think it might be the third budget we've seen, or fourth or fifth, that we've seen the CBD revitalisation less each year, but just wanted to see whether we've got some confirmation, because last year when the Mayor and I met with the Chief Minister, he did say that he was looking at fast-tracking it, but it is May, and I'm just wondering whether we've got any advice from the Department as far as the rollout of that, which also has implications for our assets on Hartley Street and other areas.
Thank you, Councillor Cocking. CEO?
Thank you, Chair. I did speak to DIPL in the last week, and they are still going, their latest update, they've done the LED lighting update, and I think we've talked about that before, so they've upgraded the lighting in the CBD. They've also done the smaller project of signage, but the larger project is still in procurement, so that's been a longer journey for that one. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Ryan, may I just ask a supplementary question,
sure.
Please? Just in regards to the NTG's hand down of this next budget, the $20 million has now been changed to the $15 million. Is there confirmation around the allocation of that money and how it will be spent? Or are you just assuming it's the removal of the quadra money, or has there been any discussion with the reallocation with a reduced amount towards CBD revitalisation?
I think it's, thanks Councillor Banks, I think you find it's less than 15 million. I think it was 11.3, because they've spent some in the lighting and they've spent some in the placemaking signage. I'll go to the CEO in relation to the shade and the SEPTEP.
No, Chair, you've summarised that well. We don't know the details as yet. I will have a meeting with the Chief Minister's office. We can ask that then.
Councillor Melky, the GAN.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I received a call late today. Excuse me. From... Excuse me.
On the back.
You would enjoy that. From one of the train drivers of the GAN, and he reported to me some concerns of his, and wanted to just table it through council, understanding the role of council and understanding that we may not be the authority to deal with these. But he was very concerned and described that as a driver of the GAN, and we all understand the role of the GAN and the passengers and what that's all about. Very concerned that there are regular hazards by way of rock throwing, by way of young people now jumping onto the train, moving through, and it was the trucking yard, or the area where the, I suppose he called it the trucking yard, but behind the fence on the, between Larapinta intersection, the docking yard, I guess that's probably another word, but he was concerned about the fence that had many multiple holes, but he also identified an interesting thing that I wasn't aware of, but there is a drainage, a drain or drainage system that allows individuals to use it as a to and from. It's a large enough opening area for to ride your bicycle through, is how he described it. So these people are coming through from a far away to come in and out, and they're also running in and out of the fence. He's concerned about someone ultimately meeting serious harm. Person versus train, that's always going to be a straightforward result. We know what that would look like. He was very alarmed at the fact that passengers are constantly experiencing rock throwing on the windows, and he was also very alarmed at the fact that now they're so brazen that actually jump onto the train as it's moving around, even though 10 kilometres an hour, it's still a train. He also raised other issues around, and these are NTG issues, but around the overgrown grass and cars that are basically wrecks along the gap in the corridor there between the gap leading into. So and just the grass and the trees, it's all easy for people to hide. And so I explained to him that I'd heard on the ABC this morning, that report from the police did suggest they know when the time or the times of the train that arrives, and so they usually run patrols through there. And also the GAN organisation calls TALIS, or a security firm, I'm not sure if it was TALIS, sorry, but a security firm to run patrols. So I said to him, look, I'll table it tonight for the sake of tabling it in the open. I'm sure that our executives can contact those that are responsible and make them aware what we can do around encouraging or supporting repair of that fence along the North Stuart Highway, the Stuart Highway opposite from McDonald's end, upwards or downwards, sorry. I'm not sure what we can do there, but that is an issue, and that drain system that should be investigated. I'm not even sure what it looks like. I've never been on site, but he was describing it, that people are capable of coming through from another location into this large drain system. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's what he's described. So I take what he's reported as what it is.
I've got all of that. And clearly the fence is a NTG, and they're always out there repairing it. I would ask the CEO to take it up with Sarah Fairhead again at DIPL, because they have replaced some sections with heavier metal. Mm-hmm. I think the request should be that they replace all the damaged stuff with heavier metal. The heavier metal, after they've replaced it, hasn't been broken since. So we need to replace all the other parts of that very expensive fence. In relation to the drain or cars, the council have been very diligent in recent times removing cars. Yesterday, one on the North Stuart Highway, which is not ours, but we've removed it, and we'll debate that with DIPL. Another one today near Tunks Road, which was removed. So there's a lot of work being done in that area. But if we take up with DIPL your request, would that satisfy Councillor Melky?
Mr. Mayor, what my role tonight was to report, I need to highlight that it wasn't a criticism of Council. He just felt that he needed to report it, and for some reason he decided to make the call to me, and I'm now reporting it to the elected members. It was late notice, and so that's where
Thank
it's
you.
At.
Thank you. Councillor Cocking.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thanks, Councillor Melky, for raising this. Look, that fence has been an issue that we've been raising here for quite some time. My understanding is that there's no budget for it. I don't know whether there has been a repair budget put in for this next
budget.
Year.
There's a new budget. Let's spend it.
But I think that I'm of the ilk of that. Ultimately, that was set up as part of the was it toward the there's the 99 there was a towards Alice program where there's a whole collaboration with council,
yeah.
NTGov and others, and I just wonder whether we would look at rekindling that spirit of collaboration, because if they can't fix it, the problem needs to be solved regardless. So I think it's a conversation for council and the ASTC and GW and others to work it out, because it's unsightly, two, it's actually creating a thoroughfare for getaways for people, criminal behaviour. And thirdly, it's not going to get better if we, obviously we keep on asking DIPL and they keep on not fixing it. So there's one part of it being fixed. We just need to get to the bottom of it and replace it with plate steel. And whether that's a conversation that we have with them in October as well, in terms of us having a contribution and throwing an Alice Springs Town Council logo on the side of it. But I just think that there is a need for us to be able to just get it done, and if the NT government can't get it done, then we need to work with them to find a way to get it done.
And I agree with you, and again, it's budgets, and that's what we're talking about. I mean, the cost originally was very, very high for that fence.
Thank you. Look, points taken on note. We will advocate for that. Councillor Melky, if we could grab those details, it might be best for the driver to talk about the drainage, and that'd be great. I do think, I know Sarah Fairhead is doing her very best in the role, so we'll see what we can do in terms of partnership.
Thank you. And move on to your second point, Councillor Melky, motion.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Mayor, everyone would recall we moved and supported unanimously the motion that led to you, myself and you and the CEO being part of the Local Government Association meeting where you did present the motion on behalf of Council, and it was rejected by the overall, it was rejected by the councils in the room, and so we didn't get the support that we sought. Essentially, we were looking for support to seek legal counsel to better understand if there was any kind of option that through the judicial system we could hold the government to account. So I come back to you now, and I'd like to flag that in the coming committee, because we've run out of time and I've got a lot of information to share, that I will circulate this information that I have received from a solicitor and a QC.
I ask you to send your motion to the CEO with the attachments. He will then circulate it to the elected members.
So I'll do that, and it will be information that hopefully everyone will consider. Yep. But just to flag that that's what could happen, will happen in the future.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Banks, electronic signage.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. If I could ask you through the chair, I just want to raise around the electronic signage which we've given an exemption to against our, we changed our, I believe it was an exemption, on the corner of Gregory Terrace and Hartley Street. I believe it's a centre point building. My concern is around the brightness of the screens. Would we be able to, through you, the Chair, ask for that to be just reviewed and fed back to Council? Because I've had people say, and I actually, people say that it's a bit of, it's quite obstructive and distracting, and I also find it a bit that way myself. So, Mayor Ryan, my question is, could we have it, the brightness of it, looked into through Council and reported back if there, whatever the findings are, and then we can speak around if there would be an option to ask for those screens to be just, I'm not saying remove the screens, I'm saying just turn down the brightness of the screens, because
So, thank you. I'll ask the director, could you take that up, or the CEO take it up through DIPL as to where we need to go for this. Would you be happy to instigate that, take it on notice?
Yeah, we can look into this further. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I've got one, a late one from the director.
My bad. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Just an update on Kurnoth Street. We're still collating the reports in regards to Kurnoth and Priest Street in regards to traffic movement, volume, speed, all of those. What we have done is we're going to install permanent solar-powered LED speed signs in Kurnoth Street. That was instigated while I was away, so that's in train and being actioned as we speak, and we're still waiting for the reports on Kurnoth and Priest in regard to vehicle movement.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question in regards to that?
Certainly, Councillor.
What is our setting of top speed on them signage when we put them out? Recording, because it's becoming a bit of a game with the ones on Larapina in front of the Caltex. They clock out at 99.
Yep.
So there is an actual game to see if they can roll them. So do we set it at a... Yep. A non-encouragement level?
It's set at a maximum speed, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cocking?
Just to pick up on what Councillor Brennan is saying, so you're saying like a red frowny face and a green smiley face for if they're under the speed rather than actually having numbers, because it does create that incentive if you've got numbers. They're not saying from my perspective, but when you do have that, it does can drive people to just see how far they can push it, whereas if you've just got the one that's like a green for you've under the speed limit and a red for bad, it prevents that kind of behaviour that Councillor Brenny's talking about, I'm sure not from experience.
Sure. Thank you. Matters for media will be dealt with by the media present. Thanks for your attendance. The next ordinary meeting, Tuesday, 25th of May, and that's a finance meeting. Look forward to seeing you there. There being no other business, I ask for a motion to adjourn to the confidential section. Councillor Cocking, seconded Deputy Mayor. Those in favour? Thank you. Carried.